Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're right, Bob. Rob Lowe at 66. Yeah, the guy looks like he's 28. In fact, he looks better at 66 than I did at 20.
Yeah, I think that's right. 60, he was 60. Yeah, 66, I believe.
Horst, you do check, you find that you inspirational?
But, I mean, I look,
he was
I look
older
at.
Than I am.
But I don't know how he looks the way he looks. But he looks good.
He'll tell you
you're
it's a special
wrong.
Diet.
First of all, you're so wrong.
Well, how old is
Again,
he?
You come up with these facts.
What did he
that
do now?
Wrong. It says here he was born March 17th of 64. He's 55.
Okay, I
He'll
thought,
be 56.
Yeah, now I just went
56.
On the air.
No, that's me. I'm sorry. I misread it. My eyesight's bad.
There are a lot of people who probably heard that and turned off the radio.
Okay, I'm sorry. They think
the
blame me. He's 10 years younger.
You just talked about social media rumors and how they spread.
I just saw the guy, and someone told me that I thought I saw it too, where he was 56.
Is this the type of reporting you do?
No, I'm just saying.
And he's complaining, Horst, about
social
media.
My point was he looks really good for his whatever his age is.
Well, he looks less good now that he's 10 years younger.
You still think he looks less good at that age?
Yeah. 66? That's a big difference.
I read it wrong. My apologies. I was just casually mentioning it. I wasn't going. I'm just saying.
Let you know, please.
Oh my
For the
God.
Sake of accuracy,
this is an
stick
outrage,
with what
actually.
You know.
Right after he complained about social media and people overreacting.
I mentioned in the break to you, look over there. It wasn't intended to go out here, and then you bring it up on the air. I just said everything that goes on in this room somehow ends up on the air, which you
I
think
thought it
I,
was
you think,
I thought it
you
was
think I would
enough,
learn never to say anything in his room because well, it always ends up on the air. I said you have you're yelping, you have your headphones on, you're not paying attention. I was just saying, look. He's pretty good for in his 60s. I think he was 66.
And it's not like I went on the air and revealed some personal tale you told me. It seemed very innocuous and maybe a fun little topic. Little did I know you were exaggerating.
I'm never going to comment on anything again.
No comment.
Thank you, Horse, for participating.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad to find out that Rob Lowe is actually still younger than I am.
But he looks good, though, doesn't he?
He always does.
He looks great, Bob, actually.
Yeah.
You just heard Horse here play the Sidney Crosby quote, which was, unfortunately, he heard from the crowd early on in the game, Sid was saying about Murray. That's not easy for a goalie. When you hear it at home from your own fans, so I'm happy for him. I'm glad we were able to get back and give him something to cheer about. To me, that's very carefully worded by Sid and well worded, but there's no doubt in my mind it's a well-deserved scolding from him to the fans. Is that the way you read it?
Well, it was troubling to the players. There's no doubt. I mean, it again, to me, jeers like this were worse than just the boos. You know, sometimes you boo the team in general if they're not playing hard or, you know, and I certainly defend the fans, right? This was worse. This was something worse. And I think the players heard it and were upset.
And I also think that may have had a lot to do with Mike Sullivan sticking with him. He heard that too. He heard with, I guarantee you, in that locker room in between first and second period, if he had the thought of making a change, he heard players mad about that and probably said, you know what? I'm going to ride that. They're going to come to his defense. They're going to play better, and I'm going to let him go because I still believe in him.
We're going to hear from Jesse from Point Breeze in a moment. Rob Rossi talked to Gino after the game. Check out this quote from Gino. From Evgeny Malkin to Rob Rossi. Quote, it was stupid. I'm not understanding our fans. Muzz won two cups for us. You boo him. Why? If you come to the arena, support our team, all of us. We try. We play so hard this year. We work so hard through injuries. We play good hockey. Maybe not last couple games, but we try. Then he says, I understand you pay money for the ticket. You do what you want, but it's tough to sit on the bench and hear that. I don't like it. We hear that in Philly, not Pittsburgh. Wow.
Yeah,
how about that?
And I think he made a very good point, too. You know, and get it. I can't say it enough. I defend fans, you know, for booing at certain times. Trying hard all the time isn't necessarily enough. But I think his point about how well this year has gone with all the adversity and injuries they've faced has to be a factor, doesn't it? And
yes, absolutely.
I think that's one other thing that has to be considered here.
I agree.
He was, and even to your point about Sid would never have done that, even in his way. His way is when he puts it out there, he means that he's not going to give you the emotional plea that comes with it necessarily. But he brought it out there twice in the same answer. And that, to me, just resonated because the guy has been terrific. I mean, okay, look at their record. They're the fourth best record in the NHL despite all of this. And yet it's not good enough for a lot of people at times. There was no reason to do it, especially that early in the game. Let it play out and see.
412-928-9370. Jesse in Point Breeze. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Go ahead, man.
I wanted to thank you for bringing this topic up because I have a lot to say about it. Number one, let's bring things back to reality and out of the sports world. First of all, Gino calling the fans stupid. Okay, that doesn't bother me. But
he said what they did was stupid.
He didn't call the fans stupid. He said what they did was stupid.
Whatever.
There's a difference there.
You're right. That's fine. Okay. Let's remind Gino and everyone of something, too. What's the sellout streak stand at?
600 yesterday.
Okay. Well, then let's not criticize the fans too hard. I'm gonna take the fan of the side of the fans. I am not a boo bird. I have season tickets to the Steelers. I go to a lot of sporting events with my kids. Not a fan of booing. However, I'd like to remind, like I said, bring it back to reality, remind everyone of one thing. Sports contracts have hit, like I think, the $300 million level, $30 million a year. I think that these Penguins need to get a thicker skin or get a sense of humor a little bit. And I think Matt Murray needs to be more concerned with the fact that he's now the number two goalie, or at least has been benched over the past month, and not worry about the fans. Fans don't sign the checks. Fans don't extend or break your career. You and I or anyone
who said
else,
Matt Murray was worried about the fans. All he said was no comment, and then he played a great game. So he didn't let the fans affect him at all.
You're right. You're right. He didn't. He played well after that. But my point is that in real life, in a business or whatever you do, when your fans start booing you and they're not a fan, that could end your career. In this case, it really doesn't. And
what do you mean in real life when fans start booing you? There's nobody at your job who's judging you that way.
When you're in business or you do a multitude of things in life, if the customers start booing you and unhappy, that could mean the end of that.
Do you see a difference, though, Jesse? Do you see a difference? And we made this point at the beginning between booing, which of course is the fans' right to do, and mocking one of your own players.
It's get a sense of humor. He's not been good, and he let out a bad goal, and he's been number two goalie.
But I don't think this has anything to do with a sense of humor.
You know, Jesse, I got another thing to pick with you here, too. And I get a little tired about how Penguin fans are the greatest in the history of the world. 600 streaks. Where were they before Sid was the ping pong ball came up? The arena was bare then. They were awfully close to leaving town. In fact, I think they would have if there hadn't have been a lockout and they shut down the game, if they hadn't have got a new arena, and if Sid hadn't have been the ping pong ball. So I get a little tired of how Penguin fans, they're as front runners as much as anybody. They've had the best player in the game in their town since the mid-'80s. I'm not going to pat them on the back for being terrific because before Sid got here, they didn't come out at all.
Agreed. One last point that you brought up earlier. I'm glad that you brought it up right before my call with Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin. I've been going to many, many Steeler games for many decades, and nothing compares to the criticism that Tomlin gets, not even Bill Cowher. So the things that are said about Tomlin on a daily basis in that stadium and out in public, Matt Murray, you better get a thick
skin. Yeah, you should have been here. You should have been here, Jesse, and I don't know if you were, after Cowher lost at home to San Diego. And Dennis Gibson and Stan Humphries in the title game, or when they lost at home to Denver in the AFC title game. You should remember that, what was said about Bill Cowher in the days and weeks and months after that.
Absolutely. And just to make this clear, there is a difference between booing and mock booing. The Penguins, when they go on some of their power play droughts, fans get impatient because they don't shoot or whatever the criticism. You boo, and that's fine. No one's ever criticized people for booing. It's that person given that start of that game. And considering how well he's played over the last five games, there's no reason for that at that time. And it didn't make sense, and it didn't look good. That's the point.
Well, let's get back to the Penguins in a bit and actually talk about the game and who should play, because now this has become interesting. Murray, in, I believe, 3 starts this month, or is it 4, is 4-0, and his save percentage is up around nearly 930. Here it is. He's 4-0, 928 save percentage in January. Jarry in 6 starts this month is 3-3 with a 903 save percentage. I think Matt Murray, I agree with you, Ron, has taken that little sliver of light, that little crack.
I think the door was open and barreled through it.
So do I, and I think he should get the start. I think he should get the start Tuesday.
I don't, only
because
he's
earned it.
I think the guy who's earned overall is Jarry. He's going to be in the All-Star game. I wouldn't forget about him, and I think because they have 10 days layoff, and he hasn't played, if you count, since he last played, he didn't play in Detroit, he didn't play here, it'll be almost 2 full weeks for him. I think I'd play him tomorrow.
So are we trying to keep guys sharp here? No one's going to stay sharp, first of all, during a 10-day break.
What has he done to lose his gig? I mean, even when Jarry was playing well, Murray got in once in a while. I'm just saying.
He's gone 3-3 in January with a 903 save percentage.
I understand.
Given up 3 goals. And
the
all,
other guys.
All so,
gone,
so what are you saying? You're never going to play him again?
No.
Who said that?
I'm just saying Murray's played 2 good games in a row after bad start the other day. I'm going to bring him back one more time.
I'm not, because he hasn't. Jarry needs to play one more time. He's going to have a long layoff. Why not play him one more time?
Matt Murray's hardly played at all. Why not play him?
Well, my point is, given the schedule, where we are and what's coming up, which is nothing, Jarry needs to play. It doesn't matter.
Their next game coming back
is at home against the Flyers.
10 days.
In that one, I'll put Murray in goal.
The only thing I'm interested in is who gives them a better chance to beat the Flyers. Period. That's it. I'm not interested
You don't think Jarry has a chance to beat the Flyers?
Of course. Bob, you're extrapolating a lot from my statements.
No, I'm saying.
Now I think Jarry should never play again and has no chance to beat the Flyers.
No, absolutely. That's not what he's saying.
What you're saying is because he played well the last 2 games, he starts tomorrow. Okay, let's say he pitches
a
shutout.
What I'm saying is because he played well the last five games.
And then what happens to Jarry?
Couldn't you ask the same question from what happened earlier this season?
I did, and he got in. I'm just saying, I wouldn't forget what Jarry has done.
I haven't.
No one. They're going to need both of them. I'm convinced.
That's why you start Jarry tomorrow.
He may. I wouldn't. I'd start.
He's been going all year.
It's a nice decision to have.
He's been going all year with the guy who's earned it.
I hear that, but I think Jarry has earned All-Star status, and he's probably had the best first half of a season any goaltender in the game, if you look at the body of it all. Right? He was player of the month for December with a 181.
He was great in December,
okay.
And Murray's been great in January.
I understand.
And Murray did play
in December. My point is Jarry needs to play also in January.
Based on the way Mike Sullivan has played his goalies all year long, I think Murray deserves to play. You disagree? That's fine. We'll ask the people, Bob. 412-928-9370. Finally got a little spicy here today, didn't it?
No, it's not spicy.
Yes, it is spicy.
It's spicy when you take stuff in the commercial break, Yelp, and then put it on the air, and then I have no chance.
You know what? I hate to be in a position where I have to defend my partner, but I will. You forgot the apple fritters today.
That was number one.
I forgot the apple fritters because...
And then you give a wrong information
incorrect,
about Rob.
I was saying it casually. I did not go on air and say it.
Oh, Bob.
After you brought it up when it was supposed to be something...
Is this how you report?
No. It was internal. Is this how you guys do it? You take stuff that's off the record and you put it on the record. I was just saying, I like the guy how he looks. Look at him. He's on the air right now. Look at that sculpted look.
Everything you say in here is on the record from now on.
Okay.
Cook and Joe.
Thank you,
with
Joe.
Bob in studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.